Mozambique is reeling after being hit by a second cyclone in just over a month. Rescue workers in the north are struggling to reach people stranded by flooding after Cyclone Kenneth. 38 have died and more than 30,000 homes were destroyed completely. This comes just 6 weeks after Cyclone Idai killed more than 1,000 people across Mozambique, Zimbabwe and Malawi. The United Nations says that this is the first time in recorded history that Mozambique's been hit by two strong tropical cyclones in the same season. Dorothy Sang is Oxfam's humanitarian advocacy manager and joins me now from Mozambique. Dorothy, welcome.
Hi.
How bad was Cyclone Kenneth compared to Idai?
Well, I think speaking from the meteorological perspective, it was just as powerful, if not more. It dissipated quite a bit once it made landfall. However, it really is unprecedented to have two weather events of this size happen within just 6 weeks.
What are the main concerns at the moment?
I think one of the huge concerns now is the flooding. In the last 24, 48 hours, we've seen areas where we had managed to get people, fly people in to do assessments from a place called Pemba, and had seen relatively not so badly hit. But now with the heavy rainfall, those areas are becoming flooded. It means that roads are impassable. And so our ability to set up operations and get to people is being reduced. And that's really worrying because it's in these first few days that you really need to get people on the ground who can be able to assess the damage and set up an operation.
Have you been able to reach people in the worst affected areas yet?
The UN have done an amazing job of being able to try and get some flying over to places like Ibo. Ibo is an island that's just off the coast of Mozambique. And in this area, if you see some of the aerial shots over the top, it's just completely flattened. 95% of buildings damaged or destroyed, and you have people there who are really cut off from anything. So there has been a real effort to step this up. But as we saw with Idai, this is a real logistical feat. You have wind speeds that make air operations difficult. Then you have the added complication of flooding on the ground, which means getting people out of danger and then into safety is really, really difficult. The next few days and the next week are really, really critical.
Oxfam is part of a consortium with other NGOs providing assistance on the ground. How are you helping people on the ground?
So at the moment, we're working with Save the Children and CARE, and we have an assessment team that are now working together in Pemba. This is a what we call a multi-sector, so looking at things like water and sanitation, at food needs, at child protection, looking for the needs of women and particularly children in these situations when many will have become separated, where people are living out in the open. And so this team together are going to inform three of the largest operating agencies in Mozambique right now about how do we best and rapidly assist people with what they need.
We've heard that thousands of homes have been destroyed. So where are people staying?
I spoke to a local partner. We have been speaking to our local partners ever since Thursday when it made landfall, and people are using wherever they can. So this is very similar to what we saw here in Beira's. It's schools, it's hospitals, it's public buildings. But the real worry about this is that when you have a weather event like this, the first thing to go is the water and the electricity. People are living in crowded places where they really need just about everything. So it's really important that we're able to assist these people in those areas.
There was a cholera outbreak after Cyclone Idai last month. How big a concern is that after Cyclone Kenneth?
It's always a concern when you have areas like this where people are forced to live on top of each other in places without any of their possessions and without access to clean water and without toilets. So this is always a concern. And right now, that's what's really, really important is for us to be able to get the assistance to people so that they can have access to clean water, so that they have things like Oxfam has these handheld pumps that you can distribute quite quickly that can purify water from even the dirtiest of sources. So it's really important that we are able to try and reach those communities and see exactly what they need so that we can get it to them.
Dorothy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Dorothy Sang is Oxfam's humanitarian advocacy manager in southern Mozambique, and she was talking to us there about that very sad news, Mozambique reeling after being hit by a second cyclone in just over a month. This is a pretty unusual thing to be hit by two of these so close together. This is RN Drive.